venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application, each side, each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On, why settle for less?
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Hey, you at work already?
I couldn't wait to get in this morning, Pat.
How was the big city?
Marvelous. Oh, I've got a lot to get used to, though.
Hey, that's a new scarf. I like that drape around the head.
This is where the girls are wearing them.
Oh,
yeah, I brought you one, too.
Oh, Kate, thanks. Oh, the colors are divine. Really wild.
You can wear it around your waist, too.
Oh, what waist?
Well,
nope, it goes on the head. Now, what do I look like? A camel in a sandstorm? I love it. My pickup for the day. Well, did you find a place to live?
Well, I have a room at the Studio Club.
Oh.
Up near the university. Remember where I stayed one night with Nancy?
Is she going into the city with you?
No, she's changed her mind.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Well, that's what I say. I met her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Or at least a young man who claims he is.
Oh, far out, huh?
That's the word for him.
Oh.
He lives 3 rooms down from mine.
And you're going to play auntie?
I'm not going to play anything, Pat. But it's certainly not going to be like Belhaven.
I got it. Belhaven Real Estate. Just a minute. For you, Kate. That man who's been calling and won't leave his name.
Oh.
Shall I tell him you're not?
No, I'll take it. Hello. This is Kate Wakefield. Yes, I was expecting your call, Mr. Wolf. I was in the city yesterday. What did you want to talk to me about? Yes, I could meet you. Where? Yes, I know where it is. I'll be there, Mr. Wolf.
You're going to meet that guy?
He knew Tom. He has something to tell me.
Right. They got it. I'll be over myself. Yeah, we'll have a camera there right away. Thanks, Pete.
You busy, David?
Trailer truck went off upper bridge. No injuries, but the bridge is shot.
Now maybe the politicians will listen to us. Can you send Joe? I want to talk to you.
Sure.
Hey, Joe. Joe, get Faye and go on over to upper bridge. The trailer went off it. Plenty of pictures and a big story. Now maybe we can get the new bridge the chief has been after.
Come in here, David.
What's the problem, Harry?
David, there's no fool like an old fool.
Uh-oh. When you start like that, I know I'm in for a little hell. What did I do now that was your mistake?
I should have known Kate better than I do.
Well, she takes a little knowing.
She certainly wants to run her life these days.
Welcome to the club.
I wanted to protect her from the man Wolf. I wanted to see him myself, find out what he's after. But I haven't found a trace of him.
You know a lot about him, don't you?
Yes.
A lot you're not telling?
Yes.
Right. But if you're going to play him that close to the chest, you'll have to get yourself another boy. I like to know what I'm doing.
When are you seeing Kate again?
Her sister's having a cookout tonight. I'm supposed to show with Kate.
Find out if she's heard from Wolf again.
Henry, I'll do anything you ask me for the paper. But there's no use in asking Kate again about her private affairs. She'd throw something at me.
That's the way the Irish make love, David.
Not funny.
None of this is. I'm trying to save Kate from what could be another tragedy in her life. And I'm asking you to help me. Thank you, David.
Hi, Pat. Doesn't the Wakefield real estate office ever close down?
Oh, I love my work, David. See? 4 waste baskets emptied. The carpet vacuumed. And 1 baby sock finished.
Kate around?
Can't you love me for myself?
Well, sure, if Chuck wouldn't take a poke at me.
Well, Kate has left for the day.
Gone home?
I'm not sure.
Oh, Bells, Joy is having a wingding. I was supposed to bring her.
Did you know that?
No, I thought I'd just drop around and ask. I'm not on her preferred list these days.
Well, she's got a lot on her mind, David.
And none of it me. Where's she going?
Well, I don't know whether she'll like me for this, but... Oh, I made no promises, so I'll tell you. Because I'm not happy about it myself.
About what?
Well, you remember that guy who's been calling her?
He called again?
This morning.
Why in the hell didn't you tell me?
You didn't ask me.
Did she talk to him?
Yes. She also knew who he was. She called him Mr. Wolf.
How did she find that out?
Well, I don't know. But, look, Kate's the best friend I have, and I'm not bugging her about everything she does, like some people I know. I give her a little credit.
Did you hear what she talked about?
David, look, I don't know what to say. I don't want to tell Kate's business, but... Okay, she made a date to see him.
Oh, no, when?
She left it, well, about half an hour ago.
Have you any idea where?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, who is this guy, anyhow, David?
He's a disbarred lawyer. He apparently had some connection with the late Tom Wakefield, and I gather he can make a lot of trouble for Kate.
What kind of trouble?
You ask Henry Slater. He's not telling me. But he's the guy who's really worried.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Osedor angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Osedor angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Osedor makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Osedor makes your life easier.
Oh, man. Oh, it can't rain. Our cookout. Oh, hi, David. Hey, you're late.
Hi, Nancy. Hey, has Kate gotten here?
No, I thought you were going to bring her. Oh, David, it's going to rain and ruin everything.
Has she called?
Who?
Who? Kate.
Listen, if you're so shook up, why'd you come without her? Oh, listen to that. Hey, we're going to have to move inside, everybody.
Kate is coming, isn't she?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, she told Mom this morning. And I'm dying to see her myself. I want to know if she got a room at the studio club. Oh, it's getting black as ink. Look, if you're that worried about Kate, why don't you just call her house?
She's not there.
Or her office.
She's not there either.
Oh, now you're getting me worried.
Well, you just forget it, Nancy.
Mm.
Boy, oh boy, it looks like a bad storm. I don't like to think of Kate driving alone in it.
Beautiful.
What does that mean?
Knighthood is in flower. You're a real protective male, aren't you?
You know, maybe I ought to stop bustling chairs and spank you.
Hey, it could be the beginning of a beautiful romance. Hmm? now that Kate is giving you the Abson treatment.
Yeah, you'll find somebody your own age, young lady.
Easy, but they're all so boring. Besides, you have to find someone after Kate moves into the city. You might try me, David.
I should?
I have debts.
Yeah. Well, save them, honey.
No, David. I've just made up my mind. Seeing you here so strong and silent and masculine, if I have to stay in this impossible town for the next few months, you are going to be the man in my life.
That'll probably relieve your parents.
Look, I'm no child.
Yes, that I can see.
Oh, no. Oh, here it comes. Oh, that does it.
Hi,
everybody.
Nancy, will you tell your mother I'll be back in a few minutes?
Where are you going?
I want to make a phone call.
Well, you can use our phone.
I think I'll run down to the office.
You're coming back, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you bet. Yeah. Save me a hamburger. And if Kate calls, find out where she is, the place, the street, everything you can.
Hey, David, wait. Oh, wait a second. I got to answer this. Say hello.
Nancy.
Hey, where are you?
I'm going to be late, Nancy.
Listen, David wants to know exactly where you are.
I'll be there when I can.
Are you stuck in the storm?
No, don't bother anyone. Just tell them I'll be late.
Adams as David Sloan, and Allison Argo as Nancy Reed. Also appearing were Joan Copeland and Guy Rep. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca, written by Margaret LaWorth, and brought to you by the O'Cedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This is Mel Brandt. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
If I had a nickel for every minute I spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
These new Radio Playhouse programs return dramatic radio to daytime listening for the first time in many years. For 1 hour each day, we present serial dramas, a new and different alternative to the music news and talk shows. We hope you're enjoying our program and welcome the daily difference of drama. Won't you drop us a card and tell us how you feel about this new series? Write Author Studio, 345 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10022, or your local station. Enjoy the difference of daily drama.
Ladies, your faithful servant, and faithful listeners will recollect that they have met seven Crawleys. Good heavens, seven? Pray, do not blame me if they are a fruitful family. You have not met, or even heard of, Sir Pitt's unmarried half-sister, Miss Matilda Crawley, an important personage in this story whom I have treated ill. It behooves me now to rectify that error. Let us first hear how Miss Crawley's relatives regard her, for Becky has begun to ask questions. At the moment, she and Sir Pitt have only just finished a game of backgammon, which Becky has had the wisdom not to win.
Oh, Sir Pitt, you've outwitted me again.
Shh,
skinned you, I did. Cooked your goose 3 games in a row. Ready for another.
And be flummoxed a 4th time? No, thank you, sir. Does Miss Crawley play backgammon?
Miss Crawley? Miss Crawley?
Your sister.
Had Matilda get in here. Keep her out of this house the best I can. Now you've gone and brung her in.
Brought.
What?
Brought her in.
You were brung here to teach my little girls, not their father, miss.
Your grammar's no better than the man who slops the pigs. Is Miss Crawley's grammar as wretched as yours?
You've brought Matilda in here again.
Then answer my question.
Nah, she plays backgammon and any other game she can win. No, her grammar ain't like mine. And the devil take her.
You don't care for your sister?
Yeah, there's one thing I care for considerable. The old girl's worth £70,000 a year.
Oh, that would make her beloved by everyone.
Oh, bless my soul, Miss Becky, you're a one you are.
Tell me more about Miss Crawley.
Yeah, I can tell you she's a troublemaker. Well, but hang it all, the whole family bows and scrapes and kowtows like she's royalty. I feared all her money will go out of the family when she dies, which ought to be soon now.
She's ill?
Never, the old fox.
Well, then why do you think that she...
She stays around London like she's girl. Eats too much, drinks too much. Lived in France a year. Ever after has a passion for French novels, French cookery, French wines, French... recollected something else good about her. She can't abide him.
Him who?
Him that's coming through the door. He comes, I go.
Father, I would have a word with you.
I've not one with you. Previous engagement to slop the pigs.
So, Miss Sharp, backgammon? A godless amusement. Instead of such worldly pastime, you would be much better engaged reading edifying literature.
But, Mr. Pitt, my conscience does not prick me, for my dear mother, in our ancestral chateau in France, used often to play backgammon with the venerable Abbé de Corneille.
With a priest? You don't say. Well, then.
So I'm gratified you no longer disapprove. Would your Aunt Matilda disapprove?
What do you know of her?
Well, very little, and should like to know more.
My dear Miss Sharp, I assure you, you would not. She is a shameless woman of the world, and her chances in the next world are quite hopeless.
Truly?
She and her scandalous friends are atheists. My mind shudders when I think of her dreadful situation. Near as she is to the grave, she is given entirely to vanity, profaneness, and folly.
Oh, gracious! Because I've heard she's very rich. Oh, but of what importance is money compared to one's soul?
Indeed. Indeed. She calls herself a free spirit. And may heaven help her.
Yes. Heaven help her. Mr. Pitt, I regret exceedingly that I must leave you. But it's the hour of my knitting lesson from Lady Crawley. You will excuse me, sir?
Free spirit Rebecca begins to feel strong kinship with free spirit Miss Crawley. But that poor spirit upstairs, Lady Crawley, is far from free. Let us in a moment or two hear her opinion of her sister-in-law. Her ladyship, who has never had a friend since she ceased to be a tradesman's daughter and became, in name only, Lady Crawley, now has a friend in Rebecca. Not, however, that the poor lady weeps any the less, or is less frightened of the whole world.
Oh, drat. I've dropped another stitch. Oh, if only I could knit like you, Lady Crawley.
You must be more careful.
Not one more knit two, purl two this afternoon. Now, Lady Crawley, we agreed you would teach me to knit properly, and I'd teach you to look pretty again. But you never let me do my part.
It's no use.
I won't hear of that. This very day I mean to dress your hair like a London lady of society.
It's no use, Miss Becky.
Oh, now wouldn't you like to surprise Sir Pitt?
No, he'd mock me.
Oh, your ladyship, what does Miss Matilda Crawley think of the way you care nothing for your look?
Oh, is she coming thither?
Not that I've heard, Lady Crawley. Oh, am I to suppose you wish she wouldn't?
Oh, don't say that to her, please. I implore you.
I'll not. You have my promise. Is it so bad when she's here?
Things are better in some ways. Yes, better when Miss Crawley visits.
How better?
Oh, such good dinners. We have game every day and no end of fish from London. And there are parties and dances. Well, I don't go down, but I can hear the music. But things are bad, too.
How?
Oh, Miss Becky. She's wicked. She talks most energetically of...
Lady Crawley, why do you whisper?
Well, I'd not want Sir Pitt to hear. When his sister speaks of it, he's maddened with rage.
I doubt he will hear, your ladyship. He's out with the pigs.
Or my little girls. It would have a most dreadful effect upon all of their lives.
They are riding their ponies.
Or any of the female servants, especially Sykes. It might give them notions.
Not one of them is near. And you sent Sykes to fetch tea, remember?
I don't know if you'd ought to hear yourself, Miss Becky. You're young and unformed.
Young in years, but no other way. Now, what on earth is it that Miss Crawley was that she talks of so energetically and so shockingly?
Oh, I...
Oh, please, your ladyship.
Of the rights of women.
The rights of women?
And everyone knows women have no rights.
No, they haven't, have they? Pray, tell me what Miss Crawley says of women's rights.
She talks lightly of divorce.
No.
And takes every occasion to say women are the equal of men.
I cannot believe my ears.
And I have seen her with my own eyes.
Yes.
Smoke a cigar.
Lady Crawley. Oh, your ladyship, I must leave you. I can bear no more. I feel as if I may fall in a faint. Good afternoon.
Faint? Becky Sharp? She skips on light feet along the corridor, sending up a fervent prayer that she will soon meet that ultra-liberal, free spirit, cigar-smoking old reprobate, Miss Matilda Crawley. Tomorrow you, not Rebecca, shall meet her. Your servant, William Makepeace Thackeray. To you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Backstreet. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol Myers.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now. Except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about New Daytrile. I compared labels. Daytrile has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrile can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrile, new from Bristol-Myers.
I'll get it, dear.
Never fails just when dinner is ready. For goodness sakes, who could it be?
What?
Oh,
Mother!
Oh, my goodness.
It's my mother.
For goodness sakes.
Well, how did you happen to drive over from Lanesboro so unexpectedly?
Is everything all right?
Yeah, my gosh, it's such a surprise.
Come
is
come
everything
come
all
here.
Right?
No, it's not. Oh, I can't even bear to talk about it. Oh, son, it's your grandmother. It's all so awful.
Now, Mother, you had to expect something. She was 85.
She's not dead. She's getting married. Bessie's getting married? Oh, isn't
what?
That marvelous? It is not marvelous. I might have known you'd say that.
Now, Mother, come on in and sit down. Now, please, for Pete's sake, what's this all about? Mother, calm down.
The thought of my mother getting married again at her age.
She's 85. Bessie certainly knows her own mind. She always has.
I don't think she can even be in her right mind.
Now, Mother, please. How did you find out? Who's she married?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know anything about it at all. Just the thought of my mother marrying again at 85.
I don't know why you're so upset. Isn't it nice she found somebody she likes so she's not lonesome?
I might have known you'd take sides with Bessie.
Oh, I'm not taking sides, but Bessie doesn't even look 85, whatever you're supposed to look like at 85. She's lively as a cricket. She's in perfect health. She's got all her own teeth. She doesn't even wear glasses. And hardly a gray hair in her head. Bless her heart.
I think a woman of 85 should have some dignity, not kicking up her heels like a 16-year-old. How do you think it makes me feel?
Well, frankly, I should think you'd be very
mind.
Happy to find...
Now, Mother, please, how did you find out about it?
Well, it was yesterday morning. I was doing up my breakfast dishes because I had to get ready early for my bridge club lunch.
Mother, dear, now don't go into all those details.
Well, if you don't want to hear...
Yes, I do, but I want to hear about Bessie, not about you doing dishes.
Dear, now look at...
You women are all alike. You cannot answer a point-blank question without 6 million details that have nothing to do with it.
Look, your mother just got here. She's tired and she's upset. Now, let her tell it her own way.
Well...
What happened?
The manager of this Sunset Village place called me.
Well, what does that have to do with it?
He just sounded sort of wild. I guess Bessie has caused all sorts of trouble up there.
Trouble?
Yes.
My Lord, we had a terrible time getting Bessie into that place with a waiting list a mile long, and the place cost an arm and a leg. Now, why has she caused trouble?
Oh, I don't know really any of the details, but the manager said Bessie had been a troublemaker ever since she got there.
Troublemaker?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't sound like Bessie. She always gets such fun out of everything.
The manager says she's had the whole Sunset Village in an uproar. She's caused sit-down strikes and protest marches or something.
Sit-down
strikes? Protest marches about what?
Everything, I guess. Anything. Get better food, better movies, dances once a week. I don't know. She just raised Cain, apparently, until they fixed the tennis courts this summer.
Oh, Bessie's so cute.
Cute?
Oh, I think so. All that spunk and energy at 85. Isn't it wonderful she cares? I bet they got better food, too, and fixed the tennis courts.
I certainly want my mother to be happy, for heaven's sakes. But it's embarrassing. You should have heard the manager. He said, I'm sorry to tell you, but your mother has just been flirting with all the men.
What, flirting?
Yes.
Why, everybody up there is over 70.
65, I think. Isn't there some law now people can't fall in love after 65? Or 70 or even 100.
Now, look, when it's your own grandmother, things look...
Things what?
Well, it's just different, that's all, when it's your own family.
Exactly. And I think you, dear, do not understand because it's not your own family.
What does that mean? What does your mother mean? I'm not a member of the family?
No, I mean, yes.
I just meant that you're not related by blood.
How long does one have to be married to be a member of the family?
Now, dear, please. Mother, please.
You are not a blood relation. That's all I meant.
Somebody want to give me a transfusion?
Both of you.
Well, really,
please.
I mean, please.
Now, Mother, when is Bessie getting married? And who to?
I don't know. I was so upset. This manager of Sunset Village called. I was mad, and I said, you must be drunk saying things like that. And he said, your mother is turning me into an alcoholic. Oh, I love Biff, even if I'm not related to her.
Now, Mother, just keep calm. I'll put in a call right now.
After dinner, please. Everything is ready. Not for me. I couldn't eat a mouth.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Finalnet sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Finalnet is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Finalnet go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Finalnet, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Well, I finished the dinner dishes. I thought you were putting in a call to Sunset Village.
I did.
Oh.
They couldn't get Bessie to the phone. You know where she is?
Where?
My grandmother is out on the lake in a canoe.
Oh. Well, don't worry. Bessie can swim.
I wasn't thinking about that. It's just that...
Where's your mother?
What? Oh, upstairs. She's lying down. Headache. Upset.
Now, she should have eaten dinner. Going to need all her strength in the days to come if I know Bessie.
Mm.
Oh, Bessie is wonderful. Everybody just adores her. I just wish we could have persuaded her to live with us forever. I mean, those 6 months that she was here, I really loved every single minute of it.
Well, I can't honestly say I did. I love Bessie, too, but you never know what she's up to next, and it's always something.
Oh, that's why she's such fun.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can see her up there at this retirement place. Sit-down strikes, protests, marches. I'll bet she keeps that place hopping.
The manager's probably on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
Can't you see her demanding that the tennis courts be put in shape?
How many out there could possibly be playing tennis?
The King of Sweden played tennis when he was over 80.
Well, he was an exception.
Yeah. When you're that age, maybe you're not out there batting the ball around like Miss Googalong or...
Googalong.
Well, whatever it is. But if their doctor approves of some mild exercise, you know. Anyhow, as I recall, the brochure for Sunset Village emphasized tennis courts, golf course, entertainment, movies.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and at the cost of the place, leave it to Bessie to see if they live up to their advertising.
I left word she should call back when she gets back from the canoe trip.
Canoe trip? I thought you'd just gone out on the lake for a bit.
Well, yes, that's what I meant. Well, I hope that's what they meant.
I mean,
I hope she hasn't gone off on a canoe trip with some man.
Honey, really? Oh, sometimes I wonder about you. I say more power to her if she has. Oh, it was such fun when she was with us. Remember the time she made a citizen's arrest of a policeman because he was jaywalking? That was killing you. Remember
you know,
that?
You really do think the oddest things are funny.
You don't think that's funny? Arresting a policeman?
It was on the front page of the paper.
Oh, even the cops thought it was funny. And so did the judge. They all loved her. Even today, when I see that same cop, he yells, "Ah, how's Beth?"
Yeah, I guess so.
She
you know,
really
Beth is really something.
Yeah, she is. She's... That's long distance. No, let me get it. You have a tendency to preach it, Bessie, and it just gets her back up now.
Find out what's going on.
I will. Just leave it to me. Hello? Oh, hi, Bessie, darling. Now we just called to see how you were. How are you?
Let me talk to her.
No. We just hadn't heard, and I said, I'll bet Bessie's got herself a boyfriend, huh? Oh, really? Oh, Beth, honestly.
Look here, either let me talk to her or tell her that Mother is here and very upset. Tell her the manager called Mother and said that...
We will have a good time. Goodbye, darling, and good fishing. Bye-bye.
Why did you hang up? For Pete's sake,
oh,
I wanted
she
to...
She had to hang up. Don't get excited. They were yelling for her. Some rock group, and she's playing the piano for a dance that she organized.
Oh, what about all this getting married business?
Well, you heard me when I mentioned having a boyfriend. Bess said, oh, I've got three fish on the line, just deciding which one to haul in.
Three? You mean to say she's got three boyfriends at 85?
Oh, yeah, I hope I do that well at 85.
Oh, I see. You're planning that I die first.
Oh, why do you have to be dead, dear? I'm afraid that's the problem.
Is that my mother on the phone? Did you get her?
What's the problem? What do you mean?
Oh, Bess was laughing. She said the trouble is they're all married.
Oh, she's flirting and breaking up marriages?
No, dear, I think she was joking for
a second. No, I don't think she was joking at all.
Well, I'm sure
did you hear me? Is that my mother on the phone?
Yes, it was, but Bess couldn't talk. Don't worry, Bess has no immediate plans to get married.
Gee, I wish I were a member of your family.
Oh, you are. Mother didn't.
She's really related to Beth by blood. I'd like to look forward to being like this when I'm 85.
You will be, and I'm going to be around to keep an eye on you.
Oh, you
now,
are.
Mother, I want you to stop worrying about Grandmother. I'm sure everything is all right.
Oh, boy, I'll say it's all right. Three boyfriends at 85. Wow.
Has been brought to you by Final Net Non-Aerosol Hair Mist, a sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold, the story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrill. I compared labels. Daytrill has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrill can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrill, new from Bristol-Myers.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now. Except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Lynn, I think this is the best grape crop that we've had in years.
It looks beautiful.
Let's see. I think a few more bunches. Let's move over to the other side of the arbor.
Did you ever think of making wine, Caroline, instead of jam or jelly?
I tried it once. Disaster.
What?
I ended up with purple cellar walls accompanied by popping corks, all of which resulted in 10 bottles of vinegar.
Oh, Caroline. I'm having lunch with Bill today.
Oh? His idea or yours?
His, of course.
You really are hard on poor Bill. He wasn't that bad as first husbands go, was he, Lynn?
Oh, we just had our differences on certain basic philosophies. Father told me last night that he's checking up on Kurt.
Oh, yes. Some friend of his in Zurich is handling it for him.
Well, I wish he'd talked to me first.
If he had, you might have talked him out of it.
It's really dreadful of him, Caroline.
Well, yes and no.
Oh, Caroline, what a wishy-washy answer.
Maybe. But it's true. We don't know much about Kurt. After all, 2 weeks in a Swiss ski resort is hardly the basis of a lifelong relationship.
I think Daddy is jumping the gun.
Lynn, after all you've said about Kurt...
Well, he hasn't proposed yet.
You didn't give the impression that you were going to wait for him to do the proposing.
Oh, I don't see how I can look him in the eye when he finds it is out.
Are you going to tell him?
I think I should.
Well, why don't you wait until your father hears something from Switzerland?
I don't understand you. Daddy said you didn't approve of his checking up.
Well, I do think it's too bad to have to do it this way, but, well, maybe we should know more about Kurt.
It is really terribly unfair. Kurt doesn't know any more about us than we do about him.
But we know about us. And anyway, if Kurt is a decent sort, we'll find that out. And if he isn't, wouldn't you want to know?
Yes? What can I do for you?
I'm looking for a Monsieur Curtis Rogers.
He's not in, but maybe I can help you.
How kind of you. I'm sure you can.
I don't know why I always fall into this trap.
What do you mean?
I forget that a sidewalk cafe in Chicago is not the same as one in Paris.
Oh, well, we could move inside, Lynn, if you want to.
No, thanks, Bill. It was my idea, so I can live with it.
That's good to see you again. Did you have a good time in Europe?
Oh, yes. The summer skiing in Switzerland was great.
I missed you.
Bill, I thought we both agreed that our annulment was the right move for both of us.
Well, that doesn't mean I don't remember what it was like to be married to you.
You said you had some papers.
Yeah, they're back at the office. Now, I thought we could have a long lunch and then stop off at the office and then...
Well, I have a hairdresser's appointment at 3, so could we get it done by then?
Oh, sure we can. No problem.
Have you heard about Emily Carter?
Yeah. Robert says she's finished the hospital tests and will be going home probably tomorrow.
Yeah, and they still don't know what's the matter with her.
Have you been over to see the children?
No, I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Well, that's surprising.
What do you mean?
Our marriage was a no because you wanted children and I didn't. And you've been back in town for more than a week. And you haven't bothered to see Bobby or Susie or Jennifer.
Well, they're almost grown up, except for Jennifer, of course.
I was never sure that you really wanted children, Lynn.
Is my card, madame.
René Noir, discreet inquiries. You show the gift of evasion, Monsieur Noir. Come in. It must come in handy in your business.
Everything has a use, madame.
Scott. I gather you're making discreet inquiries about Kurt Rogers.
Yes, I am, madame Scott.
Can I offer you a glass of wine or perhaps schnapps?
Thank you. Wine, please. I am not a Swiss-Frenchman.
How nice for you. It is better to be from Paris than any other city in the world.
You understand a good deal, madame.
Who is doing this inquiry?
I do not know.
Then I can't think of any good reason why I should tell you anything about Kurt Rogers.
Of course not, madame. But then I haven't asked you anything, have I?
Then there is no sense in this continuing.
Are you sure of that, madame?
Oh, I see. You not only gather information, but you...
I also sell it. The farmer does not gather his crop just to let it rot in the barn.
And I assume the crop sells for a good price?
Oh, it depends on the market.
And the value of the crop? Its quality?
Of course, madame.
Can you give me some idea as to the quality?
If I give it away, madame, I cannot sell it.
Oh, a common complaint. It seems we are at an impasse.
And since I am not aware of your connection to Monsieur Rogers, it would be most indiscreet of me to simply tell you something, anything, without any guarantees.
What would you consider as a guarantee?
Francs or dollars?
Either one.
Since the dollar is not in the position it once held, perhaps francs. Shall we say 500 Swiss francs?
We will say it after you convince me you know something I want to know. First of all, who is making this inquiry?
Most honestly, madame, I do not know.
You received the request from someone.
Herr Hoffmann, a lawyer in Zurich.
Oh, that's hardly worth 500 francs.
Do you know of Mr. Rogers' activities before he came to Zurich?
He was in Davos.
Do you know why he left Davos?
To join friends here in Zurich.
No, madame. He left Davos to keep from going to prison.
I don't believe you.
It's true. He was an assistant manager of a ski shop there, one of the best, and he was discovered to have been taking money.
The police would have been able to find him.
Oh, yes. The Swiss do not approve of small thieves. Until you qualify for a numbered bank account, the police will do their duty. Your friend... Of course, I assume he is your friend?
Why do you think I'm considering this 500-franc investment in your information?
This Kurt Rogers must be a man of great charm, since it was a lady in Davos who kept him from prison.
Does she know where he is now?
No, madame, but she had been looking for him. You see, she made good the amount your friend took, and then, naturally assuming he would be grateful, she arranged for other employment for him, and he...
Had other plans.
Yes, madame.
You're not making inquiries on her behalf. You're sure?
I do not know for sure, but I do not think so.
Why not?
Well, I saw her in Davos. She is already very happy with another charming young man.
Lucky her.
Yes, madame.
Does Herr Hoffmann know any of this yet?
No, I have not reported it to him.
Can you wait until I find out a few things? You see, Mr. Rogers is trying to live a good life, and it would be a shame to have something like this spoil everything for him.
You are a kind woman, madame. These young men do not deserve the kind...
Your fee for this.
Shall we say 1,000?
To you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.